Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Digital Age of Love, the podcast where we uncover how technology and social media have changed the way millennials date. Hi, Logan.
Hi, Shibumi.
How are you?
Good, how about you?
Good. Thanks for being on here today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Logan, we are in a relationship.
That we are.
And how long have we been in this relationship?
I've been with you for 2 years, and you've been trying to date me for like 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty true. So at the beginning of those 4 years, we went through a period that I like to call the what are we period, where you're seeing each other, you're going on dates sometimes. Have you ever been in that position of, before me, not knowing where you stood with a girl?
Kind of, but I guess you don't really think about it. You just kind of, at least me, you don't really think about, like, what are we? You just kind of, I'm very, like, just take it a step at a time. And not really, I'm not, like, a big labels guy, so I was never really like, oh, what are we? I think the reason why that came up with us was because you were the one who was like, oh, what are we? And then I'm like, oh, what are we? That's a good question.
Is it like when, because it's like the dreaded question. Is that like when I asked you that question, was it like, oh God, like what do I have to come up with something now?
No, not really. I don't think I was really stressed out about it. I was just answered honestly, like, what are we? And then, but once you brought it up, that opened up us, you know, talking about it more and trying to figure out what we were.
That makes sense. So like, I guess nowadays it's really common to like, to have that sort of what are we period. Whereas before, like decades ago, just like a few decades ago, it was more of like a courtship to get to that one place. And now it's like, I'm just gonna hang out with this person till, you know, we see what happens sort of thing, or like never end up having the end goal of a relationship. Uh-huh. Why do you think that is? What's changed?
I know that there's like all these different labels, like, oh, we're talking, we're dating, we're this. And I feel like there's a lot of, like, it's not just like single or in a relationship. There's like all these different, like, oh yeah, we're dating. Oh, we're in an open relationship. Oh, it's complicated. Oh, it's yada yada yada. At least with me, I wasn't really worried about, like, with me and you, we were exclusively dating, and I wasn't really worried about the labels of it. And then I think people just have different priorities of how worried they are about, like, what you're called and stuff.
Do you think that technology and social media has, like, come into this whole, like, what are we? Because now you can talk to so many different people at one time. Like before all this, you're really only talking to one or two people. Like there's not really much variety.
Yeah, with like the dating apps and stuff, you could be talking to like a ton of people at once.
Yeah.
Like, so I guess that's why that would make sense. Why if I said we're talking, we're dating, I see the difference there. But in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, this girl I'm talking to. But yeah. For me, when I say I'm talking to, it's like a girl I'm talking to seriously, not just like I met on Tinder or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's like a whole, I would even argue that like talking, it's like a stage of a relationship now. Like in our talking phase.
Yeah.
You see, like you hear that a lot. Like, oh, when we were just talking. Like that's very like, it's a very common thing now. It's different now because you have like your talking phase, then you have like your dating phase. And then it's like pops the question like, oh, do you want to be my girlfriend? Do you want to be my boyfriend? And then, for that to happen, there's usually that what are we talk that happens, you know?
Yeah. Like for a while, I didn't even know you have to ask to be girlfriend and boyfriend. I just thought like, if you just date for long enough, that's just what it is.
What?
I don't know. Oh.
That's not what happens.
I didn't know. I don't know the steps to these things.
I guess every relationship is different, but I feel like there's usually more times than not, there's like a specific either what are we conversation, or it just like goes smooth sailing, a few dates, like a little bit of talking, and then the one person will say like, okay, where is this going? Do you want to be my boyfriend, girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
I think that this whole what are we, it's like a huge, it's like a big conversation for people to have. Like, I know of a couple who were together, like they were talking, dating, going on dates, spending the night at each other's places, like doing that for 2 years before anybody brought up the topic of like, what are we? Is that like they never addressed each other as boyfriend, girlfriend, never said I love you, like never really had any definitive, but like wasn't talking to anybody else, like would spend all the times together. So yeah, so it's crazy because people are so afraid to have that conversation because they don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah, I think Luke, my buddy, you know Luke.
Yeah.
He's kind of, I kind of get the whole what are we thing coming from him more, because he's someone who I think he'll talk to more girls at once. So I was more of like a, I'd rather just talk to one girl consistently for a while. He has more people in the talking phase, and then he'll move on to like whatever, maybe going on dates phase. But he's very big into like, I'd never really like the dating apps. He's big into like the dating apps. So I think that does make that what are we phase more, like you see it more, because you are taught, it does start off with like, oh, so you match with someone, and okay, now you're talking. Okay, now they gave me their phone number. And I guess it's a little more serious, and then you could talk to them a little. You go on a date, and it feels like there's, with the online dating, there's a lot more steps now. I think it is easier, but there's just more steps.
Yeah.
As opposed to you just see someone, you meet someone, you like ask for the number or ask them out or.
Yeah, there's so many more steps now. Like there's so many more question marks. Like I feel like because you go on a date with somebody and then you like them, they like you, you hit it off, and then it's like you keep scheduling more dates, you keep talking on the side, like texting, hey, how was your day, all that stuff, that good stuff. And then, you know, but then it's like the question in the back of your head is always like, are they talking to other people? They could be doing this with literally hundreds of other people.
Yeah.
My older sister was telling me, she's in San Francisco right now, and she has a friend who's been going on like hundreds of Zoom dates. Like this quarantine has been on hundreds of Zoom dates. And it's like, what? Like how, like, I mean, how do you talk to that many people? Like, don't
you want to talk to that many people?
Don't you get fatigued? Like, don't you get like all this stuff? But then also like, what if one of those is like an actual, like could bloom into like a real relationship? But you'll never know because you're meeting all of these people. You have so many different things that you're focusing on with like different connections, different people. When it's not COVID, different places you've met these people. How do you juggle all that information in your brain?
Wait, so what happens on these Zoom dates? You just, yeah. First of all, how do they start? Is it like they met on Tinder or something? And they're like, yeah. Oh, it's Zoom.
Like, so instead of like saying like, hey, let's get coffee. They're like, hey, do you want to like Zoom? And then you send a link. And then you just talk like you and I are talking right now.
Sounds horrible.
Do you hate this that much?
Well, I like you, and this is annoying. Imagine doing it with someone you don't know.
Well, it just really it depends. Like, I mean, that sounds horrible to me too. But I guess like if we were single people and we were trying to find a connection with somebody, because it also depends on how quarantined you are. Somebody who's like more quarantined than somebody else doesn't have a lot of social interaction, as opposed to you and I who see each other in person. So it's not like we don't see each other. But remember at the beginning of quarantine where this was all we did? And
yeah, that was terrible.
It was horrible. But still, like, I mean, that was better than not seeing you ever.
Yeah. So yeah, we were quarantined. Like if we were single right now, I mean, if we were, me and you were both single during quarantine, you would be doing Zoom dates. I would be meeting people in person getting COVID.
That's not funny. I wouldn't Zoom date, I don't think either. Because even when I was single and I was on dating apps, I would match with a bunch of people and then would like talk to some of them. And then very rarely did I give my number. But then a couple times I gave my number And then we would try to make plans to hang out, and I would bail.
You match with someone. Even if you, like, okay, so one, you have to match with someone. And then if you match with someone, they might never talk to you still.
Yeah.
And then if they do talk to you, it might go nowhere. And then, like, there's so many more steps for things to go wrong.
Yeah. But see, I also feel that, I mean, I'm not single, so I don't know. But right now, like, maybe I would do Zoom dates. Maybe because I didn't want to meet anybody in person. And Zoom dates, it's like an easier way to, like, if you don't want really to put that much effort into this, that would be a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. You could always, you know, get there, be like, okay, this isn't working out, and I didn't waste any gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Wait, so what do they do? They just, do they eat dinner while they Zoomed it, or did they
I guess, yeah. My sister, she went on like one or two, and she said that they just talked, and I was like, how long did you talk for? And she said 2 hours. I said, what do you talk about? Also, how do you leave that? Anyways, so yeah. So back to this whole what are we thing. I don't know. I've carried the burden of having the what are we conversation because I feel that I am more upfront about what I want. So, like, I don't want to waste time, which is funny to say because it literally took 2 years to date you. But anyways, I don't want to, like, waste any time with things not working out. But don't you agree? Don't you agree? Because I literally, the couple of times that we did start dating, I said something along the lines of, like, I like you. I want this. If you don't want that, that's fine. But we have to stop talking. I phrased it like that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And I think if you didn't do that, who knows? We might still be
talking.
Just talking. That's why someone needs to take charge. And
yeah,
someone needs to know or have the what are we question in their head. Or if it was two of me, we would both be like, okay, let's just keep doing this, I guess.
It's always the one who likes the person more, I feel like.
I think the biggest what are we question, or the most important one, where the most problems can arise from, are what are we if we're exclusive or if we're not exclusive. I think that's something that people need to be on the same page on, more than are we boyfriend and girlfriend, are we talking, are we doing this, because I think that's where all the problems come from. I think we were always on the same page there.
I think it's the what are we question is that question is what are we exclusive? Are we not exclusive? Because
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying out of all the different what are we questions, like, oh, are we talking? Are we,
yeah,
that's like the overall theme is, are we exclusive or are we?
Yeah, I agree. You get into a lot of trouble if that's not clarified.
Yeah. And then the rest is just details. It's like, oh, sorry, we're not talking, we're dating. Oh, we're not dating, or boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, we're not this or that.
Yeah. Before me, when you would date girls, did any of them, like, try to have that conversation with you, that what are we conversation?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I didn't date them for long enough.
Do you remember when your cousin was dating that girl? And he, remember at that comedy show we were at? And you were on stage, so you probably didn't, I don't know if you saw this, but one of the other comedians, they were sitting in the front row, and they asked them, they said, how long have you guys been dating, or is this your girlfriend? And it was like very uncomfortable. It was like very,
oh,
like, it's such a weird, but they were together for like 2 months or something like that.
Yeah, they're together for a while, I think.
But it was like a very uncomfortable question of like, is this your girlfriend?
Is, yeah, the girlfriend thing is very intimidating for some reason. Like, you could be doing all the things that boyfriends and girlfriends do, but that label is like very intimidating.
What's intimidating about it?
I don't know. I think just knowing you can't just disappear into the darkness anymore. If something goes wrong, you can't just be like, okay, I'm just done talking to this person. You can't just like stop texting him.
But wouldn't you argue that if you're not in a like girlfriend boyfriend, but you're still doing everything a girlfriend, boyfriend, you still can't disappear into the darkness.
True, but you don't have to. You could end it with a text.
I mean, I think that's still rude, because if you're doing everything a boyfriend and girlfriend are doing, like spending the night at each other's places or hanging out all the time, going on dates, like going to, like going out together in public, meeting each other's friends. I think at that point, like you owe that person an explanation.
Yeah, I feel like they were in the, I'm thinking of their situation and that was only like 2 months. So if you're still in like the 2 month period, you could just disappear, not say anything.
I think that's where we disagree. I don't think you can just disappear after 2 months.
I think if you've been boyfriend and girlfriend for only like 2 years, you could just disappear.
I think you're going to get in trouble after this. I think that, I think maybe 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks, that's like a good period where you can disappear. 2 weeks, two dates. Two dates, 2 weeks. But I think you could just disappear, like without, I don't think you should disappear ever on somebody. But if you're going to do that, I don't think it would be as heartbreaking if it was 2 dates, 2 weeks.
I think 2 months is still fine.
No, not to just leave without a trace.
I'm saying that's what I think. You don't have to think that.
That's too long.
How is that too long?
Because at that, like, you can still leave them. I'm not saying you can't leave. I'm just saying you can't just disappear.
Why not?
If you're talking to somebody for 2 months, you should at least, unless it like just like naturally dies on its own, like they don't reach out to you, you don't reach out to them. But if it's like a situation where that person is trying to contact you and the other person is like, nope, bye, and like ghosts them, like doesn't reply to anything, that's messed up.
Okay, fair enough.
I think because if we were dating for 2 months, and you out of nowhere just were like, nope, not into her. And then I was texting you like, hey, do you want to get coffee next week or something like that? And you just never replied. I would be like, that guy's an asshole.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm with you now. I was thinking more just like maybe not completely disappeared, but like slowly dies off. Like, yeah, I can't this time.
Yeah. I guess if it's like a little back and forth of like plans aren't working out, you're getting less and less interested in each other mutually, then I think it's fine to not have this like grand exit. But I do think like if somebody is actively still trying to pursue something from it, and one person is just like, nope, I'm done. And then just like not responding, like unfollowing on social media or like blocking on, trying to like erase everything that happened, like that's messed up.
Yeah.
I think you can do that. I think after like 2 weeks though. I still don't think you should do it ever, but I think that it's more acceptable if it's like 2 dates, 2 weeks. Do you have any advice for people who are in a position where they really like this person, but they've, you know, and they've been talking for a while, dating for a while, but they don't know how to like find out where it's going?
I think ask, right?
How would you ask? Like, the asking is hard. Like, it can be, you know, kind of a tough spot for people. It's really nerve-wracking to be, you know, speaking as someone who's done it many a time. It can be very scary to do that, especially if you really like them, because you don't want to, like, scare them away. Because if that person isn't looking for something serious or isn't thinking about anything serious or moving the relationship forward, you could just be, like, dropping like a huge bomb on them.
I think if anyone should answer this question, it's you. You're the one who did it. But I were to do it, and you just gotta suck it up and ask. Yeah, you just gotta, it's gonna be scary. We can't just be a little scaredy cat your whole life.
Horrible advice.
How is that bad advice?
Don't be a scaredy cat your whole life.
Yeah, you just gotta ask sometimes.
Okay. My advice, my actual advice, not just don't be a scaredy cat, would be to probably, I don't know, role play the conversation with one of your friends first. Like, I used to do that a lot with my girlfriends. I think you should weigh out the pros and cons of, or not the pros and cons, the worst case scenarios and the best case scenarios. And then just mentally prepare yourself. Because I think at the end of the day, it's how you receive the information that's scary. Mm-hmm. If they're like, because the worst thing that people could hear is, oh, I'm not interested. Or like, no, that's not what I want to hear. So just mentally preparing yourself that like, if the answer is no, what what you'll do, how you'll react, what you'll do. Because if you go in and you're just unsure, or if you go in and you haven't thought about these things, then the response, it's going to be so like shocking to you. But if you go in and you've already role played the situation or thought about a situation where this person said, no, I'm not interested, then you can go in and be like, okay, well, I've already made my peace with it. But I think that it helps. I really do. Like personally for me, that's helped a bunch of times. I also like to lead with how I feel about that person. I think it makes a lot more sense to lead with it being like, instead of just saying, hey, what are we? Just kind of explaining like, hey, the past couple times we've hung out, I've had a lot of fun. I really like you. And I was kind of hoping to know where this was going, or what are your thoughts on taking this to the next step, whatever that may be for some people.
I think you did a very good job of it with asking me. You didn't scare me at all. And yeah, you tricked me into a relationship.
Tricked you in?
Yeah.
I did reel you in. I don't think I tricked you. I persuaded you in.
You wore me down into a relationship, I think.
Wore you down, but also just reminded you of the wonders that would be of a relationship with me.
Okay, fair enough.
Didn't I prove myself?
Yeah, you did.
Thank you so much, Logan Kiros, for being on my podcast.
Okay. Thank you, boomers.
Thank you so much for tuning into The Digital Age of Love. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Instagram @The Digital Age of Love. See you next time.